Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The Warriors with you. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Let me open up with my latest commentary. You know, I write a nationally syndicated newspaper column every Sunday, syndicated across the country by Creators Syndicate. And here is the column that will be coming out on Sunday. You get a sneak preview. What if the next 9/11 terrorist attack is just days away? I just watched a documentary about the horrors of 9/11. You remember that day, don't you? This year will mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11. September 11, 2001. The day the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center collapsed in New York City. The day about 3,000 of our fellow Americans died. Most of their bodies were never found. They literally melted and disintegrated. You remember, yes? They were someone's fathers and mothers, and husbands, and wives, and sons, and daughters. Do you remember all those people jumping from 100 stories up and splattering on the sidewalk? I do. I still remember those loud booms. Each boom was a life ending instantly as they splattered on the sidewalk. Do you remember all those cops and firemen who died trying to protect us? They ran into those burning towers while normal people ran out. They gave their lives. They made the ultimate sacrifice. And their kids, the kids of cops and firemen, grew up without fathers or mothers. Watching this documentary made me very angry all over again. I felt the pain all over again. But most importantly, it made me realize we have a madman in the White House. Joe Biden is either insane or he doesn't care about the lives of Americans like you and me and our precious children and grandchildren, or he's a puppet for the forces of evil intent on destroying this great country. Because what other reason could there be for leaving our border wide open and inviting the whole world in? Border agents should be looking for terrorists, and instead Biden has turned them into babysitters. In March, 172,000 illegal aliens got through our open border. That's up 71% just from last month, February. But this is a trickle compared to what's coming. I'm betting a year from now we'll look back fondly on these March 2021 numbers. How do I know? Because the front door is wide open. Trust me, the entire world is coming. Each month the word spreads. Everyone who gets to our border is let in, given a free lawyer, given cash by Catholic charities, a government-issued debit card filled with money provided by your taxes, and a plane or bus ticket wherever they want to go. Without ID, by the way. That's right. Any illegal alien coming from the worst terrorist hellholes in the world, here for days, we know nothing about them, get board a plane in the United States with no ID, no COVID test, and no idea they're a terrorist. They could sit right next to you and your family with COVID, or TB, or smallpox, or Ebola, or a bomb, or box cutters. Thank you, Joe Biden. How many terrorists or terror cells came in today? How many were among the 172,000 who crossed the border in March? How many have come in since Biden became president in January? Anyone could see what's happening. Just today, just literally minutes ago, the Biden administration's southern border coordinator, otherwise known as the border czar, announced she's stepping down. It's all going bad. It's spiraling out of control. If I was a dictator of one of America's rogue enemy states, I'd be licking my lips. I'd empty my prisons and send the worst of the worst criminals to America. And I'd be laughing as I sent terror cells across the border to terrorize the American people and collapse the U.S. economy. Or don't you remember after 9/11 the stock market crashed and the U.S. economy was hanging by a thread? All hell is about to break loose. The next 9/11 could be weeks or days or minutes away, all because we have a madman in the White House. The border is wide open and Joe Biden is letting everyone in. Terrorists are here, along with murderers, rapists, MS-13 gangbangers, drug dealers, sex traffickers, and pedophiles galore. Anyone could see what's coming. Another 9/11 is on the way, or a massacre at a college, a church, or a synagogue, or a dirty bomb that makes a major U.S. city uninhabitable for decades. America is on the brink. One man is to blame. Biden let them in. Biden did this to us. Biden opened the door to the destruction of the greatest country in the history of the world. The question is, who will have the courage to stand up and stop it before it's too late? My commentary coming out on Sunday, what if the next 9/11 terrorist attack is just days away? And I'm telling you, it's coming. They're here. Joe Biden's border czar, Roberta Jacobson, announced today she's stepping down. She doesn't even know what day it is. She's like Biden. Another one's got a zombie-eaten-out brain. Has no idea what the hell's going on. She's the former U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Roberta S. Jacobson, appointed by Biden to lead the diplomatic effort in Central America, and she announced she's leaving her position. News of her resignation broke after Biden appointed VP Kamala Harris as the point person for the border crisis, and she's never been seen anywhere near the border. Jacobson told The Times she's not resigning because of Harris's role, stressing she was only expected to serve in her position for 100 days. Yeah, right. Okay. You really believe that one? That's like Nancy Pelosi yesterday saying the border was terrible under Trump, but now it's all better under Biden. It's like the Nazi propaganda chief is in charge. Everybody just makes up any lie they want, and nobody questions them. No one second guesses them. No one points out what obvious lies they're telling. Because the media is bought and sold and paid for. And the Biden administration is bought and sold and paid for by communist China and the Mexican drug cartel and all the enemies of the United States. They're all getting rich. Biden, his family, good old Hunter on the laptop, having sex with underage teens. Just my opinion. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion from what I saw in the scenes on the laptop. It's Hunter Biden playing pedophile. Just my opinion. He's being blackmailed by China. Joe Biden is either blackmailed or bribed by China. They're all paid off by China, and they're paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. Even the president of Mexico knows more than Joe Biden what's going on. Or actually, it wasn't the president. It was Mexico's foreign minister. He tells Biden, expect constant and growing migration. Everybody knows what's coming. The whole world is coming. And they're trying to blackmail us or extort us out of billions to try and hold the dike back, right? The dam is collapsing. Try and put your finger in. How do you do that? Well, they say we should give them money. He says the United States will have to allocate $2 billion per year for development in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. This is the Foreign Secretary of Mexico, Marcelo Ebrard. If we want to slow down migration to the United States. So just give away billions of taxpayer dollars while Americans are starving, while vets are homeless, while vets get nothing, and illegal immigrants in New York City get $15,600 each from the new budget of New York State. You can't believe this stuff. You think I'm making it up. You think it's a dream. You think I'm exaggerating. You think it's a Saturday Night Live skit. It's all happening. Every illegal in New York is going to get a check for $15,600. And, of course, it's going to come from you and me, working class people, primarily white, but also black and Hispanic, working class, middle class people who have nothing, who are losing everything. Small business owners who are losing everything are supposed to fund illegal aliens to the tune of $15,600. And that's just in New York State. Can you imagine what the feds are giving them? Can you imagine what every other state is giving them? And the illegals are coming by the millions. How do I know? Because I'd be coming. Who wouldn't be coming? Biden has left the front door open, and he says, come on in. And the cops are waving, come on in. And they're holding checks in their hand, and they're going to give you thousands of dollars. And Catholic Charities is going to give you thousands of dollars. Catholic Charities has become a human trafficking organization. They make money by relocating millions of illegal aliens all over the United States, and then the illegals join the local Catholic Church, and they put money in the collection plate. It's a scam! It's a giant scam perpetrated by the Catholic Church, for God's sakes! This is the United States of America, and I guarantee you George Soros is giving money to the Catholic Church to pay for all this. See, everybody wins. Soros wins, he gets to destroy the United States. China wins, they get to destroy our economy. They become number one in the world, we become serfs. The Mexican drug cartels win. They own the border. They're in control of the border. They make hundreds of billions of dollars a year. They get in more drugs and more little children to be sex trafficked and more human beings paying them $20,000 a year to get in who owe them for the rest of their life with interest and become prostitutes. They get rich. All the Democrats and the Biden family gets rich. And the rest of us get screwed. Biden, by the way, in this giant budget where he spends, you know, between infrastructure and Green New Deal and climate change and child care, everything in the world, everything is going up, 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 trillions and trillions of dollars. Guess what's the only program he's not spending any extra money on? The Department of Homeland Security. He proposes holding DHS funding flat despite the biggest surge at the U.S. border in history. Let's not spend any money. Don't give them any money. And the border agents are resigning and retiring in droves because they're no longer border agents. They're changing poopy diapers. Whole thing's a joke. At the same time, Joe Biden signs an executive order to study packing the Supreme Court. Fill it with communists that will legalize every violation of the United States Constitution.
Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule.
He with the gold rules.
Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news.
You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high.
But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, it's the New Year's on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill. have your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, The Root, The Root, The Root's on Fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show is my book, Trump Rules. Trump Rules. It is not a political book. It is a business book. It is a self-help book. It is a get your act in gear book, get your ass in the order book. It is a make more money book. It is a find a way to improve your career book and move up the corporate ladder book. Find a way to start a business instead of working for others book. It's the top 10 rules of Trump and 13 ancillary rules that I've used my entire life since I was a freshman in college and was studying Trump. And it changed my life and it could change yours too. Trump Rules, the winner's guide to business and personal success. On the cover, quotes from Donald Trump himself and Donald Trump Jr. Very proud of that fact. On the back, Corey Lewandowski, Trump's campaign manager. In any case, you can find it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Just another example of the craziness going on in the world today. Biden's CDC director, you know, the CDD, as in health. As in COVID, as in, you know, how do we solve all the diseases of the world? The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC director, officially declares racism a serious public health threat. Biden's CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, declared racism just yesterday, racism a serious public health threat, and said the agency will accelerate its work to address racism as a fundamental driver of racial and ethnic health inequities in the United States. She said the COVID pandemic illustrates inequities that have existed for generations and revealed for all of America a known but often unaddressed epidemic impacting health. Racism. What we know is this. Racism is a serious public health threat that affects the well-being of Americans. And as a result, it affects the health of the entire nation. Racism is not just discrimination against one group based on the color of their skin, but the structural barriers that impact racial and ethnic groups differently. Yeah, I don't even want to read the rest of it. It's so stupid. Blah, 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 blah. Stupid bullspit, making up bullspit. What a joke. What an absolute travesty. This is the United States of America. Racism's a public health threat. Yeah. You know, in the same breath that I tell you that the single biggest threat to America is Joe Biden coming to destroy the suburbs. And I wrote this column, this commentary, well before the election. I warned everybody that Joe Biden had it in his, literally in his platform running for president, that he wants to destroy the suburbs and fill them with poor people and people of color from inner cities. You know, those inner cities that are filled with murders and stabbings and rapes and robberies and carjackings and home invasions. He wants to bring them all to you. Now, that's a public health issue. Because one thing is true. A lot more people got COVID in big cities where they're packed together like sardines in low-income housing and they ride subways and buses together than ever got COVID in suburbs. Matter of fact, it's like I barely know anyone who ever had COVID, let alone anyone who's died. I barely know anyone who ever had it. And the few I know who had it all, it was a cold. It was the flu. As opposed to in inner cities where people were dying because I guess they were riding the subway with people that were very sick, coughing in their face, or riding buses with people very sick and living in another, sharing ventilation systems. Well, Joe Biden wants to bring all of that misery to the suburbs. He wants to build low-income, high-density housing in the suburbs and invade your suburbs. And this isn't a black-white issue. Suburbs have lots of black people now. This isn't 1950s America. In the year 2021, there are lots of blacks and Latinos in the suburbs, not as many as the city. But there's certainly lots of them who are homeowners, and they got there by earning it. That's the point everyone misses. I'm not saying don't invite black people in the suburbs. I'm saying I only want to invite people that can afford to live next to me in the suburbs. If you can afford an $800,000 house next to me, God bless you. I don't care if you're white, black, Indian. I don't care if you're an immigrant. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what religion you are. You can move next to me if you can afford the same $600,000, $800,000, $1 million, $2 million house next to me as I live in. That's America. That's as American as apple pie. But what you can't do is say, because someone's black, I'm just going to put him in that house and the government will pay for it. Or I'm going to knock the house down. I'm going to knock down the $2 million mansion and I'm going to build low-income, high-density housing and move in 100 people from the inner city right next door to my mansion. That's as un-American as it gets. As un-American as what I reported on yesterday. United Airlines saying they want 50% of all their future pilots to be black or black females. America has been taken over. It's a communist takeover. And they want to destroy this country. And by the way, planes will crash with unqualified people flying them. And suburbs will burn.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning Americans about a COVID vaccine survey scam. People are getting unsolicited emails and texts asking them to complete a limited-time survey about one of its vaccines. The scammers offer a free reward in exchange for completing the survey, but ask for a credit card or bank account number to pay shipping fees.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
and the makeup of this commission, which was vital for the president, there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court. People will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this is how busy my life is. A great friend called me tonight. He's got one of those multi-million dollar skybox suites at the Vegas. them down because I'm too busy. I've got too much going on. I said, no. Can you imagine? I turned down a hockey game in a skybox. Whew. Things are a little bit overwhelming at the moment. All good. Nothing bad. All good, thank God. Other than the country. The country's not good. That I'm scared for. But I'm working my butt off 24 hours a day because the ultimate revenge is to make so much money that no matter what's happening around you and no matter how much they raise taxes and take money from you, you're still going to be okay as long as you keep making money, making money. Make it rain. Make it rain. I'm a relentless rainmaker. This segment of the show is sponsored by my War Raw podcast. Here's what a relentless rainmaker I am. I have to do the podcast every day, and I have to do one every weekend with my top 10, playing Casey Kasem, my top 10 conservative news stories. I was so busy today, I had no time to do it in the normal time slot. So my associate producer was kind enough, Chris O'Sullivan, to come in early this morning, and I got up at 5:30 in the morning, and at 6 a.m. we did my podcast. 6 in the morning. Try and bring Wayne Root's intensity and energy at 6 o'clock in the morning. Not easy. Not to mention I almost lost my voice. Thank God I made a comeback. But it's tough to be this intense and this loud at 6 o'clock in the morning and to discuss how bad things are going in the country at 6 o'clock in the morning. But in any case, I did it, and I hear it's a great one. It turned out really good. My podcast, my weekend top 10 podcast of the top 10 stories in America for conservatives. Go check it out now. Anywhere you download podcasts, call War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw. Got a great guest with us, Joel Gilbert, an investigative journalist, filmmaker of the film The Trayvon Hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America. Joel Gilbert is with us. Joel, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great to be here, Wayne. Just hanging in there like you. We got a lot of problems.
Yeah, before the Trayvon Hoax film, you also did a film on Obama, didn't you? Dreams
Absolutely.
Of Our Father, wasn't that yours?
Dreams of My Real Father was my film. That was the alternate history of Barack Obama's background. I think I provided a mountain of evidence that his real biological father was not the Kenyan Obama. It was, in fact, an American communist named Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii. He admits that he was raised by Davis, and the DNA is not really as important as the fact that Frank Marshall Davis really radicalized Obama into this socialist worldview.
Wow, he was really surrounded by nothing but commies. His father was a communist from Kenya, and literally in communist politics in Kenya. I believe there was a quote that his supposed real father, if you happen to be wrong, and it really was Obama Sr., his real father once had a quote that even if you took 100% of people's money, that would be just, if government did, it would be just fine. And so, you know, he was surrounded by Frank Marshall and Obama Sr. Both of them died in the wool communists. What an upbringing this guy had. What a radical.
Well, there's a reason that when he came to Occidental College, he's 18 years old, and he says that he's a revolutionary Marxist. Now, how do you come out of Hawaii going to Punahou, the preeminent, elite
private
school, and you show up as a Marxist when you're 18 years old? So that was his background, and he hid that background. He hid that radical background in order to get elected as a mainstream candidate. And we know the rest of the story.
Well, let me ask you, before we get into the whole Trayvon versus Derek Chauvin, George Floyd trial comparison, because I think you can kind of make that comparison better than anyone in the country with your knowledge of the Trayvon trial. But before we get to that, I want to tell you my theory. Obama was a Marxist when he became president, but he hid it very well. I used to call him the stealth Marxist. And he acted like he was such a moderate guy, and if you called him even a socialist, he'd laugh and go, ha, 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 it's so ridiculous. I'm so moderate, it's ridiculous. I'm not a socialist. And really hid these Marxist tendencies. Now, he's taking the cloak off, because he's the real president, but he gets to do it behind Joe Biden, who, of course, has dementia, doesn't know where he is, doesn't know what he's doing. He's the ultimate weekend at Biden's puppet. And so Obama is the real president of the United States now, in my opinion, in his third term. And he's able to literally take off the cloak of moderation and be the real true Marxist because he's in the shadows. He can be the Marxist he always wanted to be. Your reaction to that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think looking back, we can realize that the fix was in for Joe Biden from the very beginning. There was no reason for Biden at his advanced age with all his baggage, his racist background, groping women. We thought it was just a joke candidacy. But looking back, the fact that Obama didn't endorse him and the fact that he ran in the first place, then he wins one primary and all of a sudden everyone drops out. So to me, the fix was in. Obama put him up to it. And also the fix was in for Biden just to sit in his basement, and they would have these five Democrat counties simply choose the president. But I think the fix was in for a long time, much before we really realized it, and that Obama is the person that really helped organize the resistance against Trump for those 4 years, and of course helped to put Biden in office. And now you're right, it is the third term. I'll agree with that.
It's very scary. What's happening to this country is very frightening, and Obama's out, I think, now to officially destroy the country, and Biden's got nothing to do with it. He's a puppet. He doesn't even know what he's doing or saying. He's not in charge. Let's talk about Derek Chauvin. All right, so let's talk about Derek Chauvin. Let's see if you agree with my theory on Derek Chauvin.
Okay.
Whether he did it or not, I mean, we all saw the video. It looked horrible, but then after the fact, it appeared to me that no matter what he did, it didn't matter. This guy was going to die from a massive drug intake, and so it really wasn't murder in any way, shape, or form. And this guy's a criminal, George Floyd, and a lifelong criminal, and a terrible criminal, a really bad one, who held a gun to a pregnant woman. So I'm not a fan of Floyd, but I'm not a fan of Chauvin either. It looked terrible what he did. But here's the point. Even if he is innocent, you're never going to find him innocent, because the jury is going to believe that, A, they could all be killed, B, their kids could be killed in school if they came up with an innocent verdict, and most importantly, certainly, their town and many towns across America will burn to the ground, and they will be blamed forevermore by everyone that knows them. So knowing all of that burden on their shoulders, they're going to be extorted into saying guilty in some way, shape, or form, even if this guy Chauvin is innocent. That's my opinion on what's going to happen.
Okay, let me give you a couple of feedback here. First of all, we saw Benjamin Crump was standing outside the courthouse yelling, "No justice, no peace." Now, that was to intimidate the jury on the one hand, and then if he is found innocent, to justify the no peace. I think really the new slogan is "No justice, new Nikes." No justice, new Nikes. Because these people, look, they already got what they wanted out of poor George Floyd. I mean, the guy, you know, they got their riots and everything they wanted to do. This is really just an afterthought for them. I think they hope he'll be found innocent because he knows he does them no good in jail. And an acquittal serves their purpose to just say, we got to change the system. We have to transform America. Hand over all your money. That's kind of what they'd like to do with this. I don't think they really care all that much. But they do prefer he not go to jail, just like George Zimmerman did them no good in jail, but he did a lot of good out on the street. I did speak to the jury forewoman of the Zimmerman trial, and she told me that, you know, they found Zimmerman, of course, unanimously innocent. But she told me it ruined her life because she knew that even though her name wasn't published, she knew that people that came in the courtroom saw her and would recognize her in the community. She said, "I'm in the hair salon, people are staring at me. I'm walking down the street, people are staring at me. I don't know if someone's going to come up and punch me." So these 12 jurors, certainly it's going to be much tougher just to get one person to look at the real evidence to see, well, no, he was overcharged. It wasn't second or third degree murder. At most, it was an excessive extra 2 or 3 minutes of sitting on him that might have contributed to his drug overdose death, and probably the $27 million the family got in firing Chauvin would be a normal response. But that's the new thing. They overcharge people, overcharging the officer in Atlanta, the Rayshard Brooks case. You overcharge people with murder immediately, and then when you get an acquittal, that helps foment the media political hoax narrative that you have to change the country because the justice system doesn't work.
Right, but in this case, they overcharged, but then I believe the judge allowed in a lower charge. So, in other words, they could get the lower charge and not the higher charge. It's not an,
okay,
it's not an all or nothing this time, right?
Well, but here's the thing, though. If it even is a lower charge, involuntary accidental manslaughter, it'll never be enough. And don't forget, in the Zimmerman case, the Martin family said, "We just want an arrest. Ben Crump, we just want an arrest. Let the justice system do its job, and we'll accept that." Of course, you can't get an arrest without probable cause in the first place. But in this case, now they just charge people with murder immediately without any investigation. Chauvin and three other officers who were just standing around are all charged with murder, and they have a riot anyway. So it doesn't matter what, even if they put him in jail, you know, it'll never be enough because it's not about the justice, it's about the narrative, and it's about the political use of George Floyd for an agenda. Michael Brown used for an agenda. Trayvon Martin was used for an agenda. It had nothing to do with actual caring about justice or caring about any of these people.
Yeah, and Derek Chauvin is being used for an agenda because here's a guy whose life is just being thrown away. And can you even imagine what would happen to a white policeman who was found guilty of murdering a black man in a prison in a general population? Do you have any idea what awaits Derek Chauvin? It's the scariest thing I've ever even thought of. I mean, that's torture. What they would do to him would be torture. You know, it's the rest of his life would be torture.
Well, look, these BLM and Antifa gangsters, they're going to have a lot of free time on their hands after this trial. Everyone's getting stimulus checks in the mail. So they're going to be out there to refresh their sneaker supply no matter what happens. And I think, Chauvin, I think there will be one juror at least that will say that he's innocent and he will be acquitted. And believe me, that's what they all want. And the hypocrisy, of course, of it is no matter how many black people are shot and killed, young people in Chicago or Detroit, you don't hear a word. It's only these excessive police situations that happen in a very rare instances that they blow up into a racial incident.
Right, and it's only the rare instance where a black person is killed by a white person. In Chicago, it's all black-on-black violence, and it's horrible, and every one of us feels bad about it, and I'd like to see it end, but why is nobody doing anything about it? Why is BLM not protesting? Why is there a black mayor of Chicago who does nothing about it? Why is there a black police chief who does nothing about it? Why does nobody care? Why does Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton not care about black-on-black violence? None of us who are white and Republican can understand. It doesn't make any sense. We don't want blacks to kill blacks. So none of this makes sense. Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist, filmmaker of the Travon hoax, unmasking the witness fraud that divided America. Thank you, Joel. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Energize Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
No, Democrats aren't racist. They don't hate white people, right? I mean, of course they don't. They don't hate white people. Nah. Listen to this story. It's just incredible. A liberal Boston hospital is set up. Wants to set up preferential treatment based on race, white people last, and they want to make this a national policy. A Boston hospital is set to offer preferential care to patients based on race. The pilot initiative uses a reparations framework that focuses on black and Latino patients and community members and prioritizes their care. The authors of the program insist the Boston initiative be a replicable pilot program to be launched in hospitals across the country. Brigham and Women's Hospital says it will offer preferential care based on race and race-explicit interventions in an attempt to engage an anti-racist agenda for medicine based on critical race theory. A Boston Review article titled "An Anti-Racist Agenda for Medicine" lays out a plan from Brigham and Women's Hospital that implements a reparations framework for distributing medical resources in order to comprehensively confront structural racism. Together with a coalition of fellow practitioners and hospital leaders, we have developed what we hope will be a replicable pilot program for direct redress of many racial health care inequities. You know what's funny about these people? First of all, they hate white people. I've never seen anything like it in my life, except I saw it every day at Columbia University. All the kids I met at Columbia were white, and they hated themselves, and they hated their white parents, and they hated the white race, and they bragged all day they were going to bankrupt all the white people one day and give all the money to the black people and the Hispanics. Actually, in those days, I'm making that one up, the second part of that. They said blacks. They never talked about Hispanics. You know, we never even heard about illegal immigrants when I go to college, 1979 was my first year in college. Nobody even knew Hispanics. No one even heard the word Hispanic. And nobody ever talked about illegal immigrants. And the nation wasn't overrun by illegal immigrants. It was always about white, black, black, white, black, white. That's all anybody talked about. So, yeah, they wanted to just take all the money from the whites, bankrupt them, bring them to their knees, and turn them into wards of the state and give all the money to the blacks. That's what they wanted. So I've heard this before coming from white self-haters. It's the most incredible thing. And all these years later, these are the people I went to Columbia with, I'm telling you. But the second thing that's amazing, other than their hate for themselves, is that they're so intellectual. They use these big words that mean nothing, that most people can't understand. And so they intimidate you. You don't even know what they just said. Like, listen to this sentence again. Listen to this paragraph, actually. Together with a coalition of fellow practitioners and hospital leaders, we have developed what we hope will be a replicable pilot program for a direct redress of many racial healthcare inequities. You want to translate that for me?
Sure.
I'm white. I'm embarrassed. I have white guilt. I hate white people. I hate myself. I'm going to give all the money and all the medical care to black people and Hispanic people. I'm going to let white people die on the floor of the hospital. And I'm really hoping that we can spread this all over the United States. See, I just said that in English. Why can't you speak in English instead of in elitist, arrogant, BS words that nobody understands? So now you want to punish white people that go to the hospital. These people are sick in the head. And this is today's Democrat Party. This is all of them. They want to destroy the suburbs, and they want to punish white people in hospital beds. And I always said this. You know what I always said? For years now I've said that if you let government take over health care, they would kill Republicans. And I was right. The only thing I was wrong about is I didn't think they'd kill white people. I thought they would just make sure leading Republicans like Wayne Root, if I got sick and it depended on a government bureaucrat to say yes or no to my cancer therapy that costs, $300,000, the government bureaucrat would stall and stall and stall and I'd be dead. They'd just kill you. And that's, by the way, that's exactly what they did with hydroxychloroquine. Every good doctor knows that hydroxychloroquine, there's no need for the vaccine. I'm not going to say anything bad about the vaccine. I'm not going to say anything. If you want to get the vaccine, go get the vaccine. But why would you need the vaccine for a flu that is 99.98% recoverable, survivable, and pretty much every single person in that tiny percent who dies is like over the age of 75, and most of those are in a nursing home in a wheelchair dribbling on themselves. And if you happen to get it and it's bad, which some people do get it bad, and I've never downplayed how bad it was for a small subset who has very serious health issues like diabetes, or obesity. It's really bad if you're obese and you get COVID. You're like a dead person walking. It's terrible. But if you're one of those people with diabetes, obesity, and terrible underlying health issues, cancer, heart disease, and you get COVID, you could get very sick. You need hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak. That's what Vladimir Zelenko has been on my show, has said 1,000 times. He treated over 3,000 patients, and every one of them except three got better. And those three were very old and very sick. So he literally took thousands of people that were sick with COVID, many of them very sick, many of them very old, and they all had wonderful outcomes except for three out of 3,000 plus with hydroxychloroquine. But Trump mentioned it, so Democrats and liberals had to destroy it and badmouth it and come up with false studies that showed it didn't work because they used it on people that were on death's door with a ventilator. In a hospital bed with a ventilator, they were as good as dead from COVID. And they tried hydroxychloroquine when it didn't work because they didn't use any zinc and the person was already half dead. They tried to destroy hydroxychloroquine's effectiveness and credibility. So instead of vaccine, all you have to do is take hydroxychloroquine. You ask Dr. Zelenko, and it has a great outcome 99.999% of the time.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.